Hello everyone and welcome to this talk, Deploying VMs and Container Across Infrastructure Providers, presenting OpenNebula's new Edge Cloud Architecture, in which we are going to review the new OpenNebula Edge Cloud Architecture along with the OneStore solution that has been developed to improve the performance of running VMs at the edge and their deployment times. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. So I'm Alejandro Huertas, a cloud engineer working at OpenNebula since 2018. I'm one of the main developers of the Edge solution, and I have also been working in the integration with public cloud providers like AWS, Equinix, or Google Cloud. Before starting, I want to say that most of the work done in this field has been performed thanks to the grant that the OpenNebula received from the European Union 2 years ago. And you can check all the work done in the latest OpenNebula version, which is the 6.2. So let's start talking about OpenNebula. OpenNebula is one of the main open source cloud management platforms. The project started in 2010. And as I said before, the latest OpenNebula version is 6.2, which is this red square version. OpenNebula integrates with a huge variety of hypervisors, so we support VMware, KVM, LXC, and Firecracker. And because of this, you can run virtual machines, system containers, or micro VMs. OpenNebula also integrates with third-party tools like Terraform, Kubernetes, Ansible or Docker. Related with this latest, we have an integration with the Docker Hub, so you can download an image from the Docker Hub and run into your OpenNebula installation. We have also built-in tools like Sandstone, which is the graphical user interface, or FireEdge, which is the graphical user interface that is used to deploy these edge clusters and deploy all the resources related with them. So the idea is that we want to have a meta orchestrator to manage your data center, your IoT data center, okay? So the idea is that you can deploy Kubernetes containers or virtual machines using OpenNebula in your private cloud, so in your on-premise data center, or you can deploy it in public cloud providers in order to have these resources at the edge. So the idea is that your end users, the latency between them and your application is the lowest as possible, okay? So we have developed this edge cluster architecture in order to deploy this kind of workflow. So how OpenNebula do it? So this schema a typical OpenNebula architecture with high availability. So we have three servers that work as front-end. So we have the leader and two followers. In each of these servers, we have the main OpenNebula core running, and also another services like the API or the web interface. In each server, we have also the image data store. So the image data store is like an image repository. So you have there all your images that are going to be used to run a virtual machine. Then we have all the edge clusters. So each of these edge clusters is composed by hosts that are going to work as a hypervisor, storage. Okay, so in this storage, we are going to store the images for each virtual machine, and also two kind of networks. The private networking, this is used to communicate virtual machine each other and also for management networking. And the public networking, so this networking is used to trigger the virtual machine and also to communicate with them from outside the cluster. Okay, so this is the networking that your end user are going to use to connect to their application, okay? So along with this edge cluster architecture, we have developed this OneStore solution. So this solution has been implemented to fully to have some requirements. Okay, so they basically are focusing two different areas. So one of them is to improve the performance of the VM or the micro VM or the container, as the storage is local to the host. And the other is to reduce the deployment times. Okay, so the first time you deploy a VM, it's going to take a bit, as the image needs to be copied from the front end to the host. But the rest of the times, this time is going to be much less than the first one, because the image is not going to be copied from the front end to the host. It is going to be copied from the replica host to the host. Okay, so let me explain this a bit more. So we have a three-tier architecture. Okay, so the tier one, these are basically the marketplaces. Okay, so as you might know, OpenNebula comes with integration with the OpenNebula public marketplace, and also with Docker Hub, as I previously said, and also with this Trunking Linux marketplace for containers. So the idea is that you can download images from these marketplaces into your OpenNebula installation, but also it supports private marketplaces. So you can have a private marketplace within your infrastructure that is going to work also with this one store solution. Then we have the tier two layer. Okay, so these are basically the image data store. As I said, an image data store is like an image repository. So in this data store, you are going to store all the images in your cloud, and the virtual machines are going to take the image from there in order to run it on the hypervisor. And finally, we have this tier three, which is basically the cluster replicas. Okay, so we have all the hosts that are in our edge cluster, and one of them is working as a replica server. So basically, this host contains a cache, okay, with all the images, and when you want to deploy a new VM using one of these images, instead of copying it from the front end, it is going to copy it from the replica host. Okay, so with this we reduce the deployment time a lot, because we are using this management networking I previously told you about in order to copy the image. So this is within the cluster, and the time is going to be much less than the time from copying it from the front. Okay, so let's talk about a bit about the demo I'm going to do today. Okay, so basically we have the OpenNebula, which is near to my location. Okay, and using this FireEdge interface, we are going to deploy an edge cluster. In this case, the edge cluster will be located in Amsterdam, and it will be in Equinix Metal. Okay, so this is going to be the provider we are going to use. So this scenario has been already created by me, okay, because it takes a bit in order to create the resources and then configure it. Okay, and today we want to focus on the one store and edge architecture, okay, not in the tool that is going to perform to deploy the edge cluster for you. Okay, so this provisioning edge resources has been already performed by me. Okay, so this is a three-step process that you need to follow in order to have an edge cluster up and running into your OpenNebula installation. So first of all, you need a YAML. This is a definition file that is going to define the infrastructure with all the resources that need to be allocated in the resource provider. Then OpenNebula is going to validate this YAML in order to see that all the resources are in place and everything can be deployed in the provider. And finally, OpenNebula is going to provision the resources for you. So it's going to communicate with the provider, create the resources there, and then it's going to use Ansible in order to configure the resources, installing all the software and all the things that OpenNebula needs in order to deploy virtual machines there. Okay, so as I said, these three steps has been already performed by me. Okay, so I'm going to show it later in the OpenNebula installation, and this is the steps we are going to follow. So we are going to import an image from the marketplace. Okay, in this case it will be the OpenNebula public marketplace. Then we are going to deploy a VM Okay, we are going to see how VM is deployed and how many minutes it takes to be running. And then we are going to deploy more VMs. Okay, so we are going to see how the one store storage is being used and how the deployment times are reducing, comparing it with the first virtual machine. Okay, so now it's time to switch to the to Sandstone. Okay, so this is Sandstone. As I said, this is the OpenNebula main console in order to control everything related with OpenNebula. So first of all, I'm going to show you the cluster, the Edge cluster. Okay, so as I said, this cluster is running in Amsterdam, and it is running in Equinix Metal. Okay, so if we check the cluster, this is an Edge cluster that contains, in this case, two hosts. Okay, so as you can see, we have two different hosts. The first one, in this case, the host with ID 1, is going to work as a replica host. Okay, so this is the host that is going to store this cache for all the images that we have in the cluster. Okay, so now we have checked the cluster, and now we need to import the image from the marketplace to our installation. So in order to do that, we go to this apps tab. Okay, so I'm going to import a Ubuntu 20.04. Okay, so we click on it, and we just import it into OpenNebula. Okay, so we select the Equinix cluster data store. Okay, and we click on download. Now OpenNebula, oops, sorry, it seems that we have the image previously downloaded. Let me fix it. Okay, so let's download it again. Okay, so now OpenNebula has created the two images, the image and the template. Okay, so let's check it. If we go here, we have the template. So a template is basically a definition of the virtual machine. So if we click on it, you can see all the information that OpenNebula needs to deploy the virtual machine in this case. And then we have the image. Okay, so this is a Ubuntu 20.04 image that in this case the size is 2.2 gigabytes. Okay, so we have the Edge cluster configured, we have this one store driver already configured, and we have the template ready to be deployed. Okay, so now it's time to deploy a virtual machine. In order to do that, we just simply go to templates, click on the template, click on instantiate, okay, and click here. So now the VM is in pending state. This means that OpenNebula is going to take a look and see that it has one pending VM, and the scheduler is going to deploy this VM, okay? So now the VM is in prolog. So this means that the image is being copied from the front end to the host, okay? So we need to wait a few seconds until the VM is in running state. Now the VM is booting, okay? So if we wait a few seconds more, now the VM is running. Okay, so let's take a look at the time that it took to be running. Okay, so if we check the log, we can see that the VM was active at 21. Okay, and the VM was running just 25 seconds after. Okay, so it took 25 seconds to be running. Okay. Now let's deploy a new VM. Okay, so the process is the same. We go to templates, click on instantiate, and instantiate the VM. Okay, so again, the VM is going to be in pending. Now the VM is in prolog. Okay, so this means it's being copied, and now the VM is boot. Okay, so as you can see, the process has been much faster than before. Okay, so let's check it. We click on it and we go to log. The VM was active in the second 31 and the VM was running in 39. So as you can see, just 8 seconds. So this is because this one store solution, as you can see, we have reduced from 25 to 9 seconds because the image has been copied from this replica host. So imagine you have, for example, a large VM, like for example, 10 gigabytes. So maybe the first time it will take like 5, 10 minutes, depending on the network. But then the rest of the images are going to take just 8 seconds. So as you can see, the time is reduced a lot from the first VM to the rest of the VMs. And not also the time, but the deployment, but the performance, it's better because you have the image local to the host where you are running the VM. So the input output performance will be better and will be you will get it the best performance because the storage is local. Okay, so these are the two benefits of this one store solution. One is the deployment time, and the other is the input output performance. Okay, so this is more or less the demo. What I wanted to show is how you have the cluster and how you can deploy the VMs. Okay, so now let's continue with the presentation. So here I have left you some useful links. Okay, so you can check it in your own. So we have three different white papers, so you can see the Open Nebula Edge architecture and the reference architecture we have developed, and also a few links about how to try Open Nebula. So we have this Mini One tool that is a tool that is thought to deploy an Open Nebula cluster in just few minutes in order to test all this feature. And also you have a link to this Red Square version, which is the latest version, is 6.2 version. Okay, so you can see all the new features, all the bug fixing, and also all the most important features that are include. And also I have here some use cases that are related with this edge solution. Okay, so for example, we have this low latency gaming. Okay, so in this use case, you will see a fully automated deployment of gaming servers in 17 locations in the world in just 25 minutes. Okay, so you will end up with a fully working gaming game server that is going to have low latency because this is located at the edge of your end users. Then we have, for example, another use case related with live broadcasting. Okay, so you can build an on-demand live broadcasting application, so you can grow up and grow down depending on your needs in order to have this low latency between your broadcasting application and your end users. Then, for example, we have this IoT use case. Okay, so you can deploy this AWS IoT Greengrass. Okay, so you can create a distributed edge cloud. Okay, in order to use these IoT devices, and also we have this telecom edge cloud. Okay, so with this one edge, with this edge architecture, you can have your central office at your edge. Okay, so in this case, it's a use case for Telefonica, Telco in Spain. Okay, so their central offices are located at the edge, and they get low latency between the office and the end user. And finally, we have two more use cases located more on the application itself. So we have this VDI solution in order to have a desktop virtualization, and also this Kubernetes deployment. So using the OneFlow service from Open Nebula, you can deploy a fully working Kubernetes cluster with many nodes that work as a master and as a slave as a normal Kubernetes deployment. Okay, so this has been all from my talk. Here you can find some information about how to contact Open Nebula. So you have the main email and also the different offices we have around the world. I hope you have enjoyed the talk, and now you can ask me any question you have in the chat. So it was a pleasure to be in this FOSDEM 2022, and thank you very much. See you later.